Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. The NDAA, more bridges shut down, terrorist attack thwarted, and DNA test gone wrong. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Congress passed a $866 billion defense bill, the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. It includes an extension of Section 702 of the FISA court. So here's the very short of this. The FISA court allows intel agencies to collect data on foreigners overseas. Well, you can't do that against Americans. The Fourth Amendment protects Americans from unwarranted searches and seizures. But this doesn't extend to foreigners. The problem is, in the process of collecting information on foreigners, information is often collected on American citizens as well. And there's been many abuses of using that information. And there's many Republicans and Democrats who want to reform this and require a warrant to get this information on Americans. But no. Queers for Palestine shut down the Manhattan Bridge on Monday. Now, if you're confused about Queers for Palestine, because if someone's LGBTQ in Gaza, they'd be killed. Don't think about it too hard. Just consider them different fingers on the same fist. Well, these same type of people just shut down the 10 freeway in the middle of Los Angeles as well. Police arrested 75 people, but not before thousands of lives were disrupted. I mean, who knows if ambulances needed to get through? But it's not just random people in New York or LA. Dozens of Biden administration staffers went for a vigil in the front of the White House calling for a ceasefire. They wore masks and sunglasses to conceal their identities. White House staffers. Danish intel agencies say they have exposed Hamas infrastructure in Europe. They say a terrorist attack was foiled. German authorities arrested three members of Hamas in Berlin. They had a weapons cache where arms were kept in a state of readiness against Jewish institutions in Europe. And Danish authorities arrested three suspects as well. No word yet on if there's a link between the two. Got to be careful with these DNA tests. You may not like the results. A couple sought help from a Boston fertility doctor 40 years ago. And it turns out he secretly used his own sperm. The doctor was a former Harvard med school professor. And the mom was told that the sperm was going to come from a med school student who resembled her husband, who you do not know. Turns out it was his. They discovered this when the daughter, now 40 years old, took a 23andMe DNA test. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. So now the House of Representatives is launching an investigation targeting colleges that do not protect students from harm. This is because of the pitiful testimony by the presidents of Penn, MIT, and Harvard about anti-Semitism on their campuses. Instead of being outraged that Jewish students have to endure threats and diminishment, the three female presidents try to tamp down dangerous rhetoric by hiding behind the First Amendment. The revealing exposition reminded me of the Duke rape case in 2006, when a group of college lacrosse players were accused of abusing a black female. You'll remember due process was crushed as left-wing zealots convicted the student athletes almost immediately, demanding a crackdown on male behavior everywhere. Of course, when it was demonstrated that the charges were false, few apologies were forthcoming. Many on the left were deeply disappointed the Duke students were not guilty. With the current anti-Semitism situation visible to all, it is amazing that the three college presidents played it down. Had the anti-Semitism come from neo-Nazis, they certainly would not have. But the villains here are fanatical progressives, and that makes all the difference to the college leadership, at least at these three schools. You don't disown your own. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Fred Potschmidt, Cincinnati, Ohio. Bill, thanks for the extra excellent summary on corruption in government and media regarding the Bidens. However, I believe you missed a key point. Charges against Hunter are missing FARA violations. Why? How do I know why? That's registering as a foreign agent. I'm sure he's guilty of it, but I don't know why. They don't tell me this stuff, Fred. Greg Pilcher, Silverton, Oregon. I thought the IRS fraud had no statute of limitations. See, that's why I addressed it. See, this is all over the internet. No, Greg, civil, no statute. Criminal, 6 years. Thomas, wake me up when something actually happens in the punishment category for the Biden clan. You know, that's our corrupt government. Daryl, concierge member. We'll get to that in a moment. Yet in spite of it all, folks will still vote Democrat to keep their own form of grifting going. That's corrupt, too. I wouldn't go that far. Poor people need entitlements. Democrats give them more money. They're going to vote Democrat. I understand. Nathan Hampton, Astoria, Oregon, another Oregon. Astoria, a nice town up right on the coast, northern end of the state. Bill, thankful that Holly the Terror Dog is all right. What were her initial symptoms? You know, Holly, I'm not going to get into what that was, but keep an eye on your pet. If the pet's personality changes, energy level changes, that's when, and then you got to have a good vet. I had two, but I found a great one to save Holly's life. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 46 years ago, millions of Americans flocked to see a movie described by the New York Times as the most important cultural event of the decade. The plot featured an Italian-American dancer and his gang in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Here is the story of Saturday Night Fever. On June 7, 1976, New York Magazine published an article titled "The Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night." The story claimed to be true, but it was actually a work of fiction. Well, the rights were soon sold to Paramount Pictures. 7 months later, Saturday Night Fever, starring 23-year-old John Travolta, hit the screen, and Disco Fever swept over the USA. With a $3 million budget, the film went on to make $250 million. For the next 6 years, Discomania dominated pop culture. Following the premiere of Saturday Night Fever, the genre generated $10 billion. Popular acts included Kool & the Gang, Donna Summer, the Bee Gees. The biggest dance craze in American history died out because of two factors, crack cocaine and AIDS. Beginning in the early 1980s, drug violence kept dancing people away from the inner cities. Discos began disappearing in New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles. At the same time, police departments began closing nightclubs to slow the spread of a new virus affecting the gay community, HIV. By 1990, the music business had moved on to another genre, rap. And here's something else you might not know. While disco may be gone in America, it lives on overseas. It remains a popular dance craze in Sweden, Denmark, and many parts of Asia. There's even a disco in North Korea. Back after this. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.